welcome to the Entertainment Dagger for the week of November 10th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and fresh from yoga.
I am, actually. Fresh from yoga, and I'm drinking wine while we record.
Oh, my. Well, this could be an interesting show.
That's really loose.
Yeah, oh, my.
Let's see how the language goes.
Okay.
This one.
How has your weekend entertainment been?
Oh, my gosh. I saw Nightcrawler.
Ooh.
The Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. It was a great movie. It was a great, huge props to everyone involved. You know, amazing, great writing, amazing acting. James Newton Howard did score. It was great. Like, everything was great. I do not ever want to see it again.
It's
a Requiem for a Dream-ish. Like, it's so good, but, like, I don't need to see horrible people being horrible ever again. Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal, like, it blows you out of the water. I can't believe it's him.
Okay.
Like, I just wanted to, like, you know, beat the fuck out of him. He's such a, like, horrid person.
Wow.
Apparently, I just want to, you know, with Jake Gyllenhaal. But, no, he was amazing. It's a very dark, it's billed as like a thriller. It's not a thriller.
Yeah.
It's more of a drama. It's this kind of weird guy.
Okay.
And he's looking for work and job, and he stumbles upon this and then decides this is what he's going to do. Like, he's going to become like a crime reporter, like recording.
Yeah.
It's a stringer. It's people drive around LA. This takes place in LA during the night.
Okay.
These scanners, and anytime there's, you know, if it bleeds, it leads kind of story.
Okay.
They run in with their camcorders.
Sell
it to the news stations.
Oh.
So he does this, but he's like, his morals and ethics are completely non-existent. So it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe he's doing that. And like, it just gets worse and worse. Like, I cannot believe, you know, he's doing that. Cause he gets involved. He gets, you know, he's constantly, the police are screaming at him. He's in the way, whatever. Anyhow, Jake's point. Everybody's in this, but like, so great. And then, Bill Paxton's in it.
Oh.
Which is definitely fun to see. But Renee Russo.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, and it's a great role for her. Because how many roles has she had lately?
Not many.
Not much.
Thor, she was in the Thor movies.
What is she now? She's like in her, is she 50s?
She's in her 50s, yep.
Yeah, I mean, still hot as can be, but yeah, there aren't roles. Well, she plays a news director, I think kind of former newscaster.
Oh.
She becomes a news director because nobody wants to see her on the air anymore because she's 50.
Hmm.
And, you know, she bounces between station, and she's willing to do anything to keep her job.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And there's this sexual tension between them. But she just, it's kind of doesn't look like her. It's a bit of a caricature.
Uh-uh.
I bet her real life in a way.
Oh.
Struggling to keep your job and to keep going when you're an older woman. It's much easier for a 50-year-old guy.
True.
In entertainment, in news, in anything.
Yeah.
Compared to a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah.
So, very interesting turn on that. Anyhow, the reviews are pretty darn good. And I absolutely agree with them, but I don't think this is one I'll revisit.
Well, nobody went to see it. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, it was not... last week, they, you know, did.
Yeah, but not this week.
Number one, it fell off really quick. I tried, man. Sorry, Jake.
I tried.
This week, completely...
It didn't even make $6 million at the box office this week.
No. You want to do box office, or you want to share anything you're doing?
Well, I mean, we can just talk very quickly, TV series. Doctor Who wrapped up its eighth series.
Did it get better with that second part? Did it save it at all?
It was a huge action-packed thriller of a finale.
Mm-hmm.
Far more than I was expecting. There was almost like three episodes worth of material crammed into 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple very touching moments. Well, there was one touching moment in particular that actually made me cry, like the Tom Baker moment in the 50th anniversary special.
Yeah.
Got me. There was another moment like that here.
Okay.
You know, it's people are split. From everybody I've been talking to, they've either loved it or hated it. I hated the first part of the... Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say I hated the first part.
Yeah, well, you were not happy.
I was disappointed. It did not meet my expectations.
Yeah.
Which is always a dangerous thing to go into anything. Look at the expectations. But the second part kind of exceeded what my expectations were because they were so low. There is a bit of a loose end that will be tied up in the Christmas episode.
Okay.
Which has Nick Frost playing Santa Claus.
Love it!
Like the real Santa Claus.
Love it!
So I'm not gonna spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen it, because I know there's people like you who want to just chain smoke the whole thing when it comes out, which will be very shortly. I think it's available before Christmas.
Okay. Before Christmas. Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Great Christmas gift.
Christmas gift.
Peter Capaldi.
So you get wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Exactly. all the scripts for season 9 have been turned in, including the Neil Gaiman episode. And that starts shooting in January. So we won't have to wait. We'll only have to wait until, I'm guessing it'll be the same time frame, late August, early September.
No spoilers, but do we know who's going to be in next season?
No, we do not.
Going to be filming in January.
Yep.
We don't know yet. Okay.
So there's still, I mean, Jenna Coleman's leaving.
Yeah.
And they kind of wrapped up her storyline with this episode, even though she's supposed to be in the Christmas episode.
Okay. Well, we'll see how much she's in it.
But she leaked a little thing that said that everybody's in for a surprise. So who knows? The rumors have been flying that it's a new companion, that it could be an old companion from the past that would come back.
What's Billy Piper been doing lately?
I don't think it would be that. I think we'd go much further back. What I've heard is Romana, who was one of Tom Baker's companions, who was a Time Lord herself, a Time Lady. But then I heard the rumor that Juliet Landau was Priscilla from Buffy would be.
God, that would be the. Oh.
So, but you know how Doctor Who fandom, you know, goes crazy and invents things.
They always figure it out beforehand, too. Like, once the rumors is always true.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. The one rumor that's been going around the last couple, I think, with Matt and David.
Yeah.
Is making the Doctor female.
Yeah.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones is the name.
Well, what happened in these last two episodes, I don't think that would happen. Because they've kind of played that out in a different way.
Okay. But anyhow,
so I don't think that. And hopefully, I hope Peter's here to stay, because I would like to see more of him. I'd like to see what he continues to do with the character, because I don't think the scripts gave him near enough time to really figure out who this Doctor is. Office this week.
Okay, listen closely to the numbers.
Okay.
So Big Hero 6
came
in number one, no surprise, 56 million. So we're back up.
Okay.
Came with the number one. Number two, Interstellar, 50 million.
How does a Christopher Nolan film do less than a Disney film?
I don't know.
I'm surprised. I would have thought
how Stay Puft Marshmallow Man redone is. All right. Anyhow. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Gone Girl.
Yep.
Number three.
Back up.
6.1 million.
Jeez. Wow.
Zoop. Ouija 6 million. St. Vincent 5.7 million. Okay. And then Nightcrawler 5.5 million, along with Fury.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Two movies of note, and then an extra this coming this week to the box office, Dumb and Dumber 2, which I didn't see the first movie. I have no interest in seeing this.
Good. I saw it more recently, too. And, now I get why people thought it was funny, and it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I don't know why there needs to be another. All right.
Never been a Jim Carrey fan. I love Jeff Daniels, but not in a situation like this.
No.
He's cashing a paycheck. The movie that's really going to capture people's attention, as it already has Oscar buzz, Foxcatcher with Steve Carell.
I saw the preview for this.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's a wrestling coach.
it looks, yeah, he's technically not even a coat. This is a true story.
Yeah.
It's the DuPont family
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And, yeah, it's him and Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Starring it. And none of them look like themselves.
No.
Like, barely. And not like they did. Well, they did. There's some prosthetic.
Yeah, like Steve's nose. And,
yeah, there's some. But even, like, Ruffalo and Tatum, I mean, it's they're so into these roles, they barely look like themselves.
Yeah.
It looks. I mean, it's an intriguing, crazy story.
Yeah.
And actually, kind of thing, I said something about it being a true story, and my boyfriend was like, that's ridiculous. Like, how could that have really happened? I'm like, it's a true story. How do you not remember?
The truth is stranger than fiction.
And that's exactly it. So this looks really cool.
Yeah.
I'm psyched for this one.
And the only other movie that opens this coming weekend is a werewolf movie with Jason Momoa called Wolves. I know. It'll go right to DVD right after a week in the box office. So.
All right.
DVD and Blu-ray this week. Batman, the 1966 TV series. Finally, after all of the legal ramifications, all the wranglings that had to be done because it was split up between different families and heirs to the families, and then they had to get the legal rights from
different
studios.
Crazy. Like, yeah, the rights. So this was the big problem with the WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, the music.
The music rights.
Yep.
And you never think of that when you're, like, making a show, but... Right. Anyhow.
So, on Blu-ray, looks fantastic. I actually have it paused right now because I just started season two as we started recording. So, as the boys are climbing the wall, Dick Clark is sticking his head out the window for his little cameo.
Nice.
It looks fantastic. I warn you against chain-smoking this because it's like having a sugar high. There's only so much you can do.
And it's ridiculous. We know it's ridiculous. That's why we like it, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when you pile that on...
Yeah,
you can only take so much.
But it's a $275 set. This is not cheap. Amazon's selling it for, I think, $176.
Okay. I wonder if that'll be a big deal for Christmas shopping.
For Batman fans, it should be, because it is iconic. It is classic. And I thought that the
I wonder if Amazon, though, will have it as, like, a deal.
Oh, I'm sure. Like a gold box deal or something like that.
Here, eyes out for it.
Yeah. I thought that the real camp elements would just completely blow up, but even watching the King Tut, the first King Tut episode with Victor Buono, it still holds up. I mean, it is what it is, but
the King Tut.
It's respectable for what it is. And the Julie Newmar stuff is fantastic. So, you know, my 9 and 10-year-old self, who used to bounce around on the furniture beating the crap out of my brother and our friends during mm-hmm. the fight scenes, it's still there. I mean, it's all still there.
Bam!
Yeah, right. Biff. Yeah. Also coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Clint Eastwood's adaptation of Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical.
Ooh, wow. Is that okay?
Yep, very quickly.
Yeah.
On to DVD. A movie with Melissa McCarthy that got completely trashed at the box office, Tammy.
Yeah. Like Susan Sarandon one.
I don't know. It's gotten terrible, terrible reviews. So you can decide for yourself. True Blood Season 7 and the complete series on Blu-ray available this week. And then the Monty Python live concert from this past summer.
Yeah.
One Down, Five to Go, which, again, got rave reviews from everybody who saw it.
Yeah.
Available on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Cool.
Over at Redbox, recent releases, X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, hang on. okay.
And it is it's Bryan Singer's return to the X-Men franchise. Good movie. So check that out. Planes, Fire, and Rescue, which is the Disney Toons sequel to Planes, which is a spinoff of Cars. We'll talk more about Pixar and entertainment news. Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Happy Christmas with Anna Kendrick, which I don't even think went to the theaters. It was supposed to, and it never did, I don't believe. So it's at Redbox this week. And then we talked about this last week, but Merry Friggin' Christmas with Robin Williams, available at Redbox this week. Over at Netflix, Tim Burton's original Batman from 1989 with Michael Keaton. David Fincher's Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Head in a box.
Yeah, it's a great movie that I don't know if I ever need.
I don't need to say it again, that's for sure. The original Dumb and Dumber, available on Netflix this week. Chronicles of Riddick with Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
And John Goodman in Arachnophobia.
Oh, okay.
It's really weird mix of stuff.
Yeah, how did that miss Halloween, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Bad planning on their part.
Yeah.
Hulu, nothing really of note to mention. There's a couple of JFK assassination documentaries as we get close to the anniversary date.
Okay.
World of Warcraft documentary for video game fans. And there's a documentary about the Federal Drug Administration called, or the Food and Drug Administration called Fight to Live.
Okay.
Hulu's more for TV. So if you want to check out the latest episodes, I was amazed. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't have a new episode this past week.
Oh.
Flash didn't have a new episode this week.
Okay.
I was disappointed. Don't know. But that's all I have for physical and streaming media.
All right. So this week on TV, A&E has some new shows and returning shows. Monday night, Godfather of Pittsburgh.
What?
It's about an Italian entrepreneur.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. And, like, his crazy big Italian family. Reality show on A&E. All right. Anyhow, Tuesday, Storage Wars is back on A&E. And then a new one, Dogs of War. And it's about returning soldiers. And dog companion to help them out.
Oh.
Kind of thing. Anyhow, that was just a really horrible description. I'm sorry. I kind of... No one's going to be interested in that show after me talking about it. All right, Friday night, you and I have talked about this. CBS is showing the Hollywood Film Awards.
Oh, God. Speaking of Dick Clark, who I'm looking at right now.
What? Like, why do we need another award show?
We don't, but this is his way of, before he passed away, of continuing to, like, the American Music Awards, the Country Music Awards. His company produced all of this stuff.
Right.
Because this is what he did for a living. He took music acts and things like that and put them in front of a TV audience.
Right. But like Hollywood Film Awards, do we not have to call the Academy Awards? That's not good enough for us.
No, but you know, award season now runs 12 months a year.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Disturbing. Anyhow, if you care at all about that, it's on Friday night on CBS. And Friday night, Kenny Chesney live.
Oh, is this new?
It's not him live. It's a recorded concert.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a new recorded concert, and that will be on CMT Friday evening for you Kenny fans.
Okay.
All right. Saturday, Atlantis is back on BBC America. And then Lifetime has a new movie, Aaliyah, the Princess of R&B. Yeah, so it's a biography on her, and there's been lots of controversy about it. Her family is not too happy with Lifetime. Anyhow, The Missing is on Starz Network. It's a show about a father whose son has gone missing.
Oh.
Hoping with that. So, yay, feel good. No. No. Okay, music this week. Foo Fighters.
Oh, nice.
Sonic Highways is out. And then a few country folks. Garth Brooks. Who retired, what was that, how many years ago?
Yeah, and a big way, a big, I'm not coming back to music.
Well, he's on tour right now, and Man Against Machine is coming out on,
okay. Are he and Trisha Yearwood still together?
Yeah. Yep. Been together a long time. Okay. And then Zach Brown Band, Greatest Hits So Far, .. All right. And then for you youngins, or maybe youngins that are starting to grow up, Nick Jonas.
Oh, God.
On his own, but it is explicit.
Well, and it goes along with all the pictures he's been releasing of him in his underwear and everything else.
Yeah, he is. I think that purity ring is melted down. And
yeah, that was done for show. I don't believe those were actual anything.
Yeah. So Jonas Brothers fans, yeah, Nick on his own. You can see you love him as much like that. And then the Spotlight Holiday CD. It's actually a CD and DVD.
Yeah.
It's out this week. It's called Home for the Holidays. And it's from Heart and Friends.
Oh.
Friends to join them on that.
Okay.
Okay, you want to say it?
James Patterson.
Yes. And of course I have to say the other name because he pretty much doesn't write anything with Alex Cross on his own. Ashwin Sanghi. It's the Private series, Private India, City on Fire. We've had like London and Berlin and LA, and but now it's India. All right. Let's see. Stephen King. Talk about, you know, lots of books out. Revival. This is new. It takes place in a small New England town, but it's got a religious.
Imagine that. Is there a lighthouse in the town?
I bet there is. But anyhow, it's got kind of a religious twist to it.
Oh.
And then Patricia Cornwell, her Kay Scarpetta series, number 22, Flesh and Blood is the name of that one. And then nonfiction, 41, A Portrait of My Father by George W. Bush.
Okay. We see a lot of him around here because they live up in Kennebunkport, mm-hmm. which is just like 20-30 minutes. But yeah, daddy.
Yeah,
But he has Parkinson's.
Sonny lives not too far from me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But,
and I don't know, there's family members running for office and stuff around here.
I'm sure. But George and Barbara are very supportive of the arts community. They come out to see a lot of theater. So a lot of the companies that I work with theater-wise, the Secret Service will come in and sweep the theater and then have a private showing just for them and their friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some perks. Yeah. A book I'm excited about. The Art of Asking, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Let People Help by Amanda fucking Palmer.
Oh, wow.
Amanda Palmer is this amazing musician, happens to be Neil Gaiman's wife.
Yep.
But that's, I don't like leading with that
because
she is all her own thing.
Absolutely.
She's an amazing, amazing musician and songwriter. But she was one of the more forefront, like Kickstarter stuff.
Oh.
And she got lit for it.
Oh.
Like, you're already famous. And you're your own money, blah, blah, blah. Like, she got shit for using Kickstarter.
Hmm.
And she defended other people who have gotten it, like the Veronica Mars and Zach Braff, thank you. And she came out and defended them. Well, now she's written a book about it.
Okay.
So, you go, girl.
Yeah.
I talked about it, I can't remember how long ago, a few months ago. Angelica Houston had an autobiography about her childhood out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the next one is out, and it's about more her adulthood, her career, and her relationship with Jack Nicholson, and things, the gossipy stuff like that, too, along with just her amazing acting career. Watch Me. A memoir.
More Christmas gift-giving ideas.
Yes. And then Buddhism, One Teacher, Many Traditions by Dalai Lama.
Oh, nice.
Yes. That is new in hardcover.
Hmm.
So that's your books for the week.
Any theater news?
Yes. So they just started working on it. It's going to open in 2016. In a new purpose-built theater London, adjacent to Wembley Stadium.
What?
The Hunger Games.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
They're not only are they creating the Hunger Games theater experience. It's not a play. It's a theater experience. So they're doing the stage adaptation. They're working on it. Lionsgate is part of it. And they've just announced they are going to build a new theater just for it.
So it's like a theme park attraction, but you're going to watch kids slaughter kids.
Yeah. So we'll see how that ends up.
Wow. But, how Thunderdome of them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hi.
On that happy note, Tyler Perry apparently has a stalker.
Oh, no.
Who works for him. So I don't know how I got on this mailing list, but it's kind of like his personal... He sends out these personal remembrances, or it's kind of like, not a blog, because they're very infrequent, but he'll write like an essay just from his own perspective and send it out, whether it's news about what he's working on or something he's proud of. Or I have to find...
He's a talented,
intelligent
guy, whether or not I'm into Madea.
Right.
You know, I can still acknowledge that he's... Yeah.
You talk about theater, what he's done for theater...
Mm-hmm.
And his part of the South is phenomenal. I mean, this is how he built his empire, by doing these plays and then turning the plays into the movies. I mean, Madea was a stage character.
Yeah.
So apparently the complex is Tyler Perry Studios. It's like 60 acres.
Wow.
And he said it's like a college campus that has all these different buildings. So he was at home and gets a call from his security team to say, we have a problem. Somebody is trying to break into your office.
Whoops.
It's an employee who wants to see him.
Okay.
He climbs, he eluded all the security forces and climbed into the walls.
Oh my God.
Of the building. So he was like slithering through the walls.
That sounds like a movie.
I'm sure there will be a movie written about it.
There was something. This has been done in movies before.
They finally caught him. I mean, Tyler wasn't anywhere near the office. And I don't know if he had a headshot and he had a letter about, I don't know if he had a gun. I have to go back and look and see how specific it was. But it was very scary about what the note said something about, you know, I will only talk to him. And but all he wanted to do was thank him for being an inspiration. And it's really, really.
There's other ways to do that.
But I was a little disturbed because after he explained all this stuff, the last line of his thing was like, this man must be very mentally disturbed to do something like that. And that was like the end of his speech. Oh.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, was this just kind of a, you have no compassion for this guy, or I don't know what was going on, but it was very awkward to see how it wrapped up. It didn't hit the major news sources.
No.
And the only reason I know about it is because I got this email. Oh. So.
All right then.
Weirdness. Other entertainment news. Matt Damon and Paul Greengrass are returning to the Bourne franchise.
Yep.
This has been rumored for a while. Jeremy Renner had taken over with the last movie, but Matt's character was...
Different character.
Right. But, Jason Bourne was still referred to in that film.
Yeah.
So now the new one is called The Bourne Betrayal, and you've got Matt and Paul back, and I'm assuming Jeremy Renner will be in it as well.
No.
We'll see what happens.
That wasn't so good. I'm a big fan of Jeremy Renner, but that was not...
It wasn't. News that I know you're upset about. ABC has canceled Karen Gillan's series Selfie.
What the hell? She's cute. They've canceled John Cho's series Selfie. She's so beautiful in this. I kind of love him a little bit.
Well, now you can go watch all those Harold and Kumar movies.
And it was a really good, it was a good ensemble cast, too. I really enjoyed it. I know other people thought it was stupid. I know some of our readers and listeners I saw on social media thought it was horrible, but I enjoy it. It wasn't like amazing, but I liked the twist on the classic story.
Pygmalion, My Fair Lady. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. I thought it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed watching it, and I looked forward to it.
This is why creative people don't like network television.
Hmm?
Because if it doesn't find a place, or it doesn't find the audience, or it doesn't meet the advertising dollars that the network wants, it gets pulled. And that's why so many people have gone to cable or Netflix or Hulu or, you know, YouTube distribution.
And I think about all the crap out there.
Of course.
Like, this was good. No, it wasn't, like, amazing. It wasn't any earth-shattering
thing. How long was Yes, Dear on the air?
Oh, my God. But Selfie was good quality. The other one I like... Yeah. And again, it's because I like the cast. A to Z. Yeah. It's a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that also got canceled.
And it's Andrew and Zelda. That's like A to Z. Yeah. And the whole set, like each episode, it was like a letter working it through. And they set it up. Actually, Katie Sagal did the voiceover on it.
Oh.
And it was like, they will date for 8 months, 3 weeks, and 20 hours, whatever. It's really weird. This is the story of their relationship kind of thing. And so we don't know if they got married or if they broke up. And now we will never know.
Unless it shows up on YouTube or something, or they, you know, Hulu, whatever.
But yeah, give stuff a chance, man.
Or you can be like Marvel, which Disney owns ABC, and they've slated this Agent Carter series just for 8 episodes. That's all they're doing. It's just a mini series. It's going to start January 6th and finish up. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will go off the air while it's on, and we'll come back March 3rd when it's over.
Well, that's good. That works. It's a new day. We'll have so much reruns. And...
Yeah. But it's Haley Atwell, who was in the, you know, Captain America, the first Avenger movie. Yeah. Dominic Cooper returns to play Howard Stark, who is Tony Stark's dad.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of their big names who are going to be associated with this 8-week run. So, but Marvel and Disney have the money to do it. And they own the network. So, there you go. The most intriguing new mid-season replacement also has to do with ABC. It's a show called Gallivant. From writer-producer Dan Fogelman.
Yeah.
With Disney composer Alan Menken doing the music.
Ooh.
It's a musical comedy which sounds very much like Robin Hood. It's a dashing hero who battles the evil King Richard, played by Sykes Tim Amundsen.
Nice!
Yep, so Lassie gets to, and he is a stage guy, so.
Yeah, and he's great. He's, oh, yeah.
Yep, who, you know, he battles for the love of his life, Lady Maddalena, but it co-stars Vinnie Jones and John Stamos are going to be on there.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch it just for that cast.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Minnie Driver, speaking of TV, is the latest to join NBC's Peter Pan Live. She will be the narrator and the adult Wendy Darling.
Okay.
So you'll get the bookends.
That's interesting. Yeah, she's busy.
Yeah.
She's on About a Boy.
Ah.
As far as I know, still on. So well,
this is just a one-night event. You know, she's got rehearsals.
It's not, she doesn't have to blocking and staging. Right. All that. Okay, cool.
We talked a little bit about Pixar. Disney Pixar has announced Toy Story 4 for 2017, directed by John Lasseter. Now, if you remember, the Toy Story franchise was supposed to have wrapped with Toy Story 3.
And it was a beautiful wrap.
It was. And the short little, you know, films that they've done,
you
know, the 8-minute things for the Halloween special and, you know, that kind of stuff, all great. But Disney, in its infinite wisdom, has realized, because, you know, the original movies that we've made, if you add them all together, make less than what one sequel of an existing franchise makes. So, we're getting a sequel to Finding Nemo. We're getting another sequel to Monsters University. We're getting another sequel to Cars. We're getting another sequel to Toy Story. I know, and it frustrated me because this was the problem with the Michael Eisner regime at Disney, as they went and made Snow White 2 and Cinderella 2 and 3 and, you know, Bambi 2 and Lion King 1.5 and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I trust John Lasseter because he's a great storyteller and he always puts story first, but this just seems like a cash grab to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, the story's wrapped. There isn't more to tell about this. I mean, I hope they change it, but it's still not necessary.
The other interesting news that came out of this is that Disney said, as long as we own these very valuable franchises, like Star Wars, which has a new name, by the way. Star Wars The Force Awakens is the official title for...
And then rolls over and goes back. Take off the jokes, you know?
But what they also said is, we own Indiana Jones, and you will see more Indiana Jones.
Of course you will. We are going to cram it down your damn throat, and you are going to pay us to do it.
We talked about the whole Marvel franchise and what they're doing with that. So, you know, they will continue to do these things until it explodes in their face, and then they'll pull back. So as long as we pay for it, as long as we get excited, they're going to keep doing it.
All right.
One other news note, Netflix continues to invest in its original series productions. This time it's a series of the Lemony Snicket books.
Ooh.
Which is a film that did not get a sequel.
No.
Starred Jim Carrey, one of my least favorite people. But, hey.
I said that this podcast, so you don't need
I'm just reiterating. and that's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
All right, then. Well, sad news.
Yes.
Robin Williams, his cause of death was released.
Oh, yeah.
It was suicide. There were, like, prescription drugs in his system, but not contributing to his death. And speaking of, you know, mental health problems, Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah.
Running around L.A. And I guess her parents, who still have a conservatorship, are giving her, like, kind of gift card or, like, Visa, whatever it is, you know, with so much, $100 on it. And, she's kind of running around crazy and staying with people. But really interesting, I read... an article is kind of a blog editorial thing, but if you were crying over Robin Williams and laughing at Amanda Bynes, like, shame on you.
It's the disconnect, because it's, you know, mental illness on both sides of the issue. Well, and the contribution with Robin Williams too is that he was just diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, so there were a lot of reasons they. Yeah. But it kind of seemed to come out of nowhere for people close to him. I mean, he had been getting better from his depression. I don't know.
Well, we all, you know, there is a spectrum of mental illness that we all suffer from time to time. We slide up and down the scale. You know, you're a mental health professional.
I suffer from mental illness.
Right. As most people do in one form or another. I mean, you can't tell me that you've ever gone through your life and not been depressed at one point or another.
Yeah. And there is a difference that people like situational depression.
Yes, or chronic depression. Or
kind of things.
Yeah.
Says schizophrenia or depression that leads to suicide and,
yeah,
and things like that. But yeah, to not be understanding.
Yes.
And this isn't,
she's like, I think Lindsay Lohan's a little brat.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes has serious issues that she needs help with.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a difference in that. All right. Okay, talking about need serious help. Kris Jenner,
yes,
just celebrated her 59th birthday, which she looks great. I mean, not even just plastic surgery on the face,
yeah,
but she looks amazing.
Yeah.
For 59, her body, and she keeps herself in shape. Anyhow, she partied in Vegas, of course,
mm-hmm,
like her new boyfriend, Corey Gamble. But like Scott Disick was there, like, yeah, Courtney's boyfriend, and Jonathan Chabon, however you say it.
I don't
like
know.
Kim's good friend. He's like a PR person. Like Kim's, one of Kim's best friends.
Okay.
So Kris partied with them.
Yeah.
With basically her children's partners and friends. But none of her children were there.
Of course.
What? She's partying with her kids' friends, but her kids weren't even there.
That's weird. The whole family.
Hey, I'm a 30-year-old. My kids' friends come. Okay.
And you want to know something even more weird? I heard a story the other day that there was a guy who was hired to play Bruce Jenner for National Enquirer so they could take a picture and put it on the front page of him in drag.
Nice. Of course.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that's, you know, you have Harvey Levin at the bottom of the barrel, and then you have the National Choir, who is even under Harvey's shoes.
Oh, yeah. I think Harvey and TMZ, now I'm not saying, like, I don't ever have issues with them, or,
yeah,
but I think compared to other paparazzi and other reporting agencies, I think they do have some standards. I'm not saying a lot, but I think... They do have standards on TMZ, and they don't just, it's not just rumors.
Yeah.
I find them to be very correct in what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, he's a lawyer. I mean, he, yeah, knows that he would, yeah, get sued, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But still, I find, yeah, I will turn to, like, I've seen reports, like, so, oh, there was just this, there was a hoax this week, Macaulay Culkin died.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Of course he didn't,
yeah,
but I go to TMZ when I hear that kind of stuff. And if it's not on TMZ, I don't believe it, because TMZ, if they have it, then it's right.
Well, they're an entertainment news source,
yeah,
that works 24/7, and they want to be at the front of the line. You know, they want to get it before CNN or, you know, any of the other, like,
wanna
Perez,
like,
Hilton or anybody else.
Paul.
Yeah, right.
Night Stalker.
Night Stalker.
They're just, yeah, they're just like the daytime version of,
that's right,
Night Stalker. Okay. All right. So I just put that all back around in a nice loop for you. Whew. All right.
Thank you. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. And not soon enough because I'm out of wine. I Am Ali.
Oh.
It's Universal Pictures. It's biography.
Yeah. Speaking of Parkinson's
Muhammad
disease.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And that is out this week on DVD and Blu-ray.
All right. Great. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, and for
eventually... You've been drinking wine, too.
No, I am just exhausted.
All right.
I'm starting rehearsing for a new Christmas show that's going to tour. My show opens this week. I have a Christmas tour that starts the day after my show closes, and it will be going until December 22nd. So,
boy, boy.
No rest for the wicked. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you guys next week. See ya. Unless, Dan, take it away.
The last thing that I ever wanted to do was to say goodbye to you.